The opinions expressed on the Sports Bunch are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Yo, what's good, guys? Welcome back to another podcast. I'm with our three best friends. Actually, it's supposed to be two, but we have a special guest for today. Special guest, first special guest pod of the Sports Bunch. And who is it going to be joining us today?
Yo, it's Ilyas. What's good?
And always is going to be our host and co-host, Ethan and Muhammad.
Yellow.
Yep. Do we have any, do any of us have any dominant performances in our lives? It could be academic, either, or sports related.
Grade 12, bro. I low-key popped off.
Low-key?
I low-key locked in, bro, put my head down. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm getting into Carleton University, bro. That was my big goal. Ooh. And I got 95. Plus everything except one class.
I remember I used to ask Ethan and Anwar for help in math class.
No, bro, I was asking you.
You were asking me.
I was asking you.
I was asking Anwar.
You were asking Anwar. I was asking you. So it was like a little train we got here going.
Okay.
Like Plato copying off Socrates. You know?
I was not in that class.
No, but you didn't miss out. Strictly.
Yeah, bro. It was a pretty cool. It was a pretty cool class. I feel like that was a major development in our life. I feel like that's when I locked into.
Exactly. It was a butterfly effect.
How about you?
How about me? I don't know. I've been
dominant.
I've been dominant
in his life.
My whole life.
In my life. I mean, I'm still getting to where I want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, just every day is a new chapter, new step towards the goal. Right?
Yes, go.
Whatever your goal is.
Just like some of these athletes.
Exactly.
We're going to be talking about today.
Exactly.
Fantastic segue. We're getting good at this, huh?
Yes. Some of their most. So we're going to be talking about some of the most dominant performances in sports.
Sports history.
History. Anyone want to start us off?
You know what? I want to talk about something that has been kind of forgotten. Whenever I told Ethan about it, the big Max Verstappen fan, he said he didn't know about the greatest comeback in sports history.
Whoa.
The most dominant performance ever, Max Verstappen, 2024 Brazil Grand Prix.
Tell us more.
He started P17 on the grid. P17. It was raining.
Raining.
Ooh. Raining. Very dominant performance. He came back. I implore you guys to check up and check the tapes. He was dicing through the traffic like it was butter. Max Verstappen is just one of the all-time greats in wet conditions, in any type of conditions. If there's one driver, you know, that I want, but like trying to overtake and get first, it's Max Verstappen. Wow. You know, even though I'm a Lando fan, I could like, you don't understand how crazy that race was. That was supposed to be Lando's big break in that season, you know, and sort of come back and get back in there.
Yeah.
But that was just honestly such a great comeback. It was really one of the most dominant performances, I feel like, in F1 history. If I mean, I am relatively new to F1, but I don't think I've seen anything as great as that 2024 Brazil Grand Prix.
So I'm reading about it now. He started 17th on the grid.
Uh-huh.
And won by over 19 seconds. How in the world is that possible? No, bro, that's not real.
It was wet and raining that day, too.
That's not real.
Yeah.
DRS.
Wow. No DRS.
Okay, that is
he was... That was the lock-in moment.
Yeah, wow.
And that one really sealed away the driver's championship. Like, because then he went to go clinch it in Vegas, I feel like a week or 2 weeks after.
Wow.
It was just like he really put Lando away. With that one, people thought Lando would come back. I didn't really believe, even though I'm a Lando fan, it's like you're sort of coming back from such a large deficit, you know? And when you're trying to come back from those deficits, it's always, especially in the last like three or four Grand Prix, it's just, you really can't. It's such a insurmountable mountain to sort of climb. But whenever, like, the other person just has to match you or just be a little bit better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sort of what Piastri's looking at right now.
Yes.
So, hopefully, Lando puts it away.
We will wait to see.
We will see.
This weekend.
This weekend at Las Vegas.
Yes.
Such an amazing stretch.
You know, a fun fact is that Vegas was the only state to allow gambling in America. And that's how they, like, got all their money.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a Vegas Strip, because it's literally a desert in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing to do. So they're like, you know what, we're going to legalize gambling. And then everyone started flocking over. But.
Smart.
You know what they say.
What
happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. They got a lot of good sayings, man.
They do. Like Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas. I mean, like places that where you want to, like, go once, you know, never not talk about after, you know.
Not talk about after. I don't know.
Ibiza?
I like to post on IG, bro.
Damn, you're publicly available.
I guess so.
Let's talk about another dominant performance. If any one of you guys want to take it away.
You know, I'll chime in here, and I'll say this is one of the most dominant performances ever. I think this is just incredible work. It's something we will talk about for ages. Record breaking. Mm-hmm. And it was Connor McDavid in the 2024 NHL playoffs.
Yeah.
Where he put the Edmonton Oilers on his back. See?
He did.
Connor McDavid broke the assist record. Mm-hmm. Do you know how crazy that is for playoffs? He had Gretzky, Lemieux, Messier, all these greats up there. And he broke that record. Only to lose in game 7. Tragic, tragic.
How much was the assist record?
It was like 24 and he got 26.
Oh, wow.
In one playoff
run. Very dominant.
Yeah, he had in 22 games played, he had 7 goals, 26 assists for 33 points. Just insane work. I remember watching those games and, like, he really put all of it on the line for them.
Yeah.
And Edmonton, they're just such a poorly run team, if I'm being real. I don't know why he's rotting there.
I remember watching that playoffs. It was just something like insane, because, like, after the Leafs got knocked out, you know, and everyone was going to say, you know, Panthers are going to win, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And heck, I thought that too until I saw Connor Jesus McDavid, you know?
Yes.
Just the greatest player ever, you know?
Greatest player ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think a more skilled player has touched the puck.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think a more skilled player has touched the NHL rink than Connor McDavid.
Actually, slight correction on the assisting. In 2024, McDavid had 42 points, so double what I said. In 25 games played, 8 assists for 8 goals, 34 assists, and he had 3 more against Gretzky, who was second place. So, yeah.
So, insane. Is it 8 assists or?
34 assists, 8 goals.
Wow, that's insane.
That is, you can get that in a season, and you'd be happy.
All time facilitator, just one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah. But you think McDavid is better than Gretzky, too?
If we're talking about performances, like if you put them both in the NHL right now.
You can't really do that because it's different times. Like, it's different. Okay.
But then we could talk about other things. Like, I feel like it's really hard to say ever that a player is the best all time. I feel like if you're talking about the most skilled player to touch a puck, I feel like that should triumph time and being all time greatness.
But the thing is, sports evolves, the conditioning evolves, the coaching evolves. Mm-hmm. They weren't, like, Gretzky's stick back in the day was flat.
Yeah.
have that
and
curve.
Wood.
And wood. Yeah. These guys have carbon fiber sticks that curve like a banana. Like.
All the gears, too. All the gears, like, way higher, you know, level, I guess, like because of the time.
I mean, it's fair, but still, I feel like it's a pretty objective take, right? If the player is more skilled. Like, I feel like Kyrie is more skilled than, okay, hold on, let me get there. I feel like Kyrie's more skilled than Wilt.
Well.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a crazy take.
More skilled?
Skilled. Like
a deeper bag, obviously.
Yeah, so skilled. So, I mean, I feel like the same thing translates to hockey. Connor McDavid might be more skilled than Gretzky. And I feel like if you ask Gretzky that, he will say Connor McDavid is better. But maybe that is just, you know, being...
Modest.
But that's like comparing, I don't know, like technology in the 90s to technology now. You know, times change and, like, people evolve, like... I don't know. It's just like, okay. Like, I'm looking at top 10 playoff in points right here, right? Gretzky occupies 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, half the spots in the top 10.
He was playing against plumbers and,
you know,
and firefighters.
You know what it is? Guys in his years, like, similarly.
Well, right? Like, it's like, okay, well, if one, see, like, Wilt was playing against plumbers too, but he was like 6'7 and like,
but there's
tall.
No, like, Wilt's, body advantage.
I don't even know how tall is Wilt. Like, is he 6'7?
7'2.
He's 7'2?
Yeah.
He's dominant.
Damn, he's 7'2. Not even 6'7.
Huge
but,
guy.
Yeah, he's a humongous guy. I mean, like, whenever you're playing against guys who aren't really that tall and all, it's such an insane sort of dominant.
But
space
Wilt,
in between them, you know.
But the time that Wilt played was not like a Gretzky era. Like that was like a Gordie Howe era. Like that was like before Wayne Gretzky and all that. You know what I mean? So it's like Gordie Howe is like a Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
And like, so who's a more fair NBA comparison for our fans who might only watch NBA?
For who? For
Gretzky.
For Gretzky? Maybe like MJ.
They played literally the same time. So.
Yeah?
Same time.
Literally. Wait. MJ.
The 90s,
Gretzky
the 80s.
Was playing in the 90s?
Yeah, in the 80s.
Yeah. They literally have ads together, shows,
They, you know what? They talk about Gretzky like he retired like 400 years ago.
No.
Nah.
Like, but then I feel like MJ only retired like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Which he did actually. Yeah. But it feels like such a big gap in like, whenever they talk about Gretzky, they're like, oh man, he's old.
Because he's royalty, bro. He's
I guess that's fair. Maybe that's the novelty in it.
Yes. Any other dominant performances?
What do you think, Elias?
Dominant performances. I like the Devin Booker game. Oh, wow. 70 points.
Mr. Book.
When he was 20 years old, I believe. Yeah. So he's younger than us.
Back in 2017. Damn.
Make me feel old. They lost that game, man.
It's only a year.
120 to 130. get this. You know, he still hasn't had help, man. The one year he did. Booker, man.
That was pre-KD, pre-all the people.
Yeah, I know. But the one year he actually had help, and I'm talking about a real deep team.
He had no help.
No, but I'm talking about one year he did.
In the finals.
In that year? No, but in that
year. No, not this year. Not this year.
Yeah, he had no help. It was a lottery team. It was just him.
Yeah, that's sad. What was the efficiency? 21 for 40.
Kobe, when he got 81, shot 45, and he made like 25, I'm pretty sure.
He was, yeah.
Oh, wow. I feel like that's
28 for 46.
That's insanely impressive.
What year is this?
2001? He did not retire in 2001.
Oh, wait, who are you talking
about? Kobe.
Retirement game.
This is not his 2016. Game. No, this is the 81 game I'm talking about.
No, that was in 2008. Nah, 2000 and...
Can't believe you dropped it against...
2006, Rockets, January 26th. Six. This was in LA? No, this game took place in Toronto. This is wrong. That game took place in Toronto. I don't know.
I feel like the 51-point game in Toronto took place here. We're talking about his farewell game.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm talking about 81.
The 81, yeah, that was in LA.
That, I feel like, bro, Mandela effect going on here. It's like it was in Toronto.
Nah, that's. Oh, nah, bro. I'm sorry.
You're mixing it up with his farewell game that he dropped 51 on
us. That was against Utah in LA.
No. The 81 was when he was like a bit younger.
This was in LA. Oh my gosh, bro. Mandela effect. I swear I've seen clips of this game and it was like ACC and he is on the road. That's actually crazy, bro.
Yeah.
And look at who's on.
Got Rose.
I forget this guy.
Man, you forget Chris Bosh was a freaking Raptor. That's such a crazy thing.
I don't forget that.
Yeah, I don't forget that.
Really? I don't forget that. You just remember him for his Heat days.
That was like pick you carried.
Like he didn't like being here, like so I didn't really like him.
Chris Bosh was like, oh, Matt Boner. I think there's another player with that name.
Matt Boner.
Lamar Odom, Kobe Brown, Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown. Barker, they forget Chris about the GOAT. Kwame Brown.
Sumshi's got to say Sumshi Barker.
Sumshi Barker. Smush. Can't say that name. But yeah, Kobe was also in a Dartmouth performance. 81 points.
That's a lot of points.
What else was his stat line? I think he had 5 assists, 7 blocks. Yeah,
7 blocks. What is this guy talking about?
7 assists. Sorry.
Oh my God. No, 7 blocks? On a shooting guard? Seven blocks?
That actually might Wemby. Be the greatest. That might be the greatest performance ever.
7 blocks and 81 points.
That's a Wilt line. Oh wait, I just want to tell you about Wilt when you guys are talking. People think Wilt was playing against like 5'6" dudes. No, there are people Wilt's
Bill
height.
Russell, bro. He's playing against Bill Russell.
Yeah, there are people his height in his era. So I find his plumber.
Elvin
Hayes. Exactly.
No, Elgin Baylor.
Exactly. They were tall, athletic. Dudes
Jerry West.
Exactly.
The logo. Come on. That was a pretty good time. Like that was a pretty like. I mean. For basketball,
yeah,
and how it grew, exactly. because of those guys. So, yeah, it was not plumbers and running. I mean, there was some obviously, but bro, I'm in plumbing, bro. I don't know.
Okay.
It was nothing against you.
No, okay. It's all right.
But there are still athletes in this present day who do work side jobs while playing.
NBA players,
I don't think.
NBA, I don't know. Not NBA.
The craziest thing is you remember the
WNBA maybe
the.
But that's true though.
The HVAC worker who struck out Ohtani in the World Baseball Classic.
Oh yes, yeah.
Czech
yes.
Republic.
Yes.
He went up there.
HVAC? After,
yeah, he does, I think he does, not plumbing, something in HVAC. Yeah. But okay. He struck out Ohtani. I think he went like 4 innings or something like that. Pretty good work. Yeah. I mean, that just shows, man, that like, not everyone has equal opportunity.
Yeah. Even in like soccer and international games, lots of like players who play in the World Cup have side jobs they return to as soon as it's over.
Yeah, it's sad. Sometimes, you know, you just wish everyone could succeed.
Exactly. That's why we all have to be socialists. Shout out McDonald's.
was about to say that. Shout out Wamdani.
Yes.
Hey, let's keep this zipped up.
But you know who also had a dominant performance like Wamdani at the ballot box? Oh, good transition there. No.
We're workshopping.
Is open up the history books. People don't know about this. But Don Larson, who pitched a perfect World Series game, giving up no walks, no hits, nothing.
We're going back in time. Way back. Jackie Robinson era. That's how back we going.
Yes. Jackie Robinson.
Pitched a, was he going off of another pitching day? Back to back?
No, sorry, that was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
Yes, but no.
1956 World Series featuring no hits, no walks, 7 strikeouts, and retiring 27 total batters. Well, man, you gotta shout out that defense, man. Not even double-digit strikeouts. They were really putting bro on his back.
They were.
Imagine like how many you gotta open up the history books, cause like how many like ground balls were just pretty close.
You can watch the game; it's on YouTube if you want some homework.
Oh wow!
you can go check it out, guys.
Hey, Sports Brunch podcast listeners, we implore you guys to come back to the next pod, freshen up on this great game, and come talk to us.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that Vin Scully announced this game.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
You know how crazy that is?
What? Man, Vin. He's one of the greatest announcers ever.
He was 1949 to 2016. Wow.
R.I.P. Vin.
49.
R.I.P. Vin.
That is insane. I think a couple years after World War II.
Yeah.
I
do not know baseball, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. Well, that's why we're gonna talk about LeBron James. LeBron. But which LeBron? You know, there's so many dominant LeBrons. So many. Which LeBron are we gonna talk about?
What's the best LeBron?
This is a real question. You know what? My opinion? 2009.
2009.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. I think that one in 2018. And that's such a crazy thing to say. That almost 10 years. That's almost 10 years. Almost 10 years apart, you could say that he's still in his prime.
Wow.
Or you could argue that 2018 LeBron, 2009 LeBron, heck, 2020 bubble LeBron.
How about 2013?
2013 Braun.
2013.
2016 Braun. 2016 Braun. Man.
2021 Braun.
Oh, that's bubble 2020, LeBron.
2020 is bubble LeBron. Hey, it's okay.
Right, he was 33 in 2018.
Wow.
Like, guys back then were like, oh, he's almost done. Like,
yeah, the tweet was like, oh, thank God he's 30. We only need like 3 more years of this shit.
And it's again and again. But 2018 LeBron. Man. You want to go into that?
2018 LeBron, man, what a performance. That was, they won that year, right?
No, they lost.
No, they lost in the
finals. They lost?
He carried Kendrick Perkins into the, they won. Was Kendrick Perkins still on that damn team?
Yeah, he was.
Kendrick Perkins.
They carried Kendrick Perkins into the finals. That's such a crazy thing. But what did he average? 34-9-9? That's such a crazy stat.
9-9.
8!
Was he the scoring 40. Leader that year?
I would believe so. I would believe so. 40-plus point games.
Yeah. Wow. So that's just disrespectful. They swept Toronto, I guess.
Yeah, LeBron. I saw this take. Is that LeBron takes all of the flack, all of the, like, disrespect, for the whole East.
Yeah. That, you know what? And we were good, too. We would beat up everyone else, and then we just get beat up, too.
Exactly.
So, like, if LeBron beat up anybody, it would just be like, we expected that. But exactly. LeBron, so he owns them. It's like...
We're the only one that had some bark, that had some bite to it.
All you know what? I always think about this. It's like, it's not funny whenever you're next. And then that's the Raptors having to deal with LeBron for... basically his whole career.
Yeah, and then the first year he goes.
First year we got ringed up.
We got ringed up.
Thank Kawhi. You, Kawhi. But also, we hate you, Kawhi.
Yeah, worst decision, I think, in sports. Is that the worst decision ever made in sports? Kawhi leaving Toronto?
I think it was his choice, though. I think we
would have won 2022.
It was a one-year result, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was only a one-year.
It
was a one-year rental, his choice. But come on. You win the finals. Are you not implored to come back?
I mean, exactly. He went to his hometown, so that's what
bro,
he wanted.
Bro, family can come and visit.
I know. It's
pretty far from Toronto.
It's not like he's living in Bosnia or something, bro.
Exactly. I mean, but that's pretty far away from his family before he wanted to. I think he's going to retire on this team.
And you guys saw the news with Steve Ballmer, how there was money under the table. Yeah. Bro, he wanted to own the Maple Leafs, Kawhi. He was like, give me some stake in that.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he wanted stake in the Leafs. And like they were like, no, bro, that's too crazy. But Ballmer was like, empty checkbook. Do whatever you want. Crazy. Wow.
You think if they gave him a little bit of steak, he would have stayed? I think so.
Yeah. Because that was only the man that they were off on.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Stake in a Toronto team that's not the Raptors would have just, it's just disrespectful.
What the?
Like, I feel like if he said, hey, can I have like 2% of the Raptors?
I think that's worse. Because really? You're owning your teammates in a way. I don't know. I feel kind of iffy about that. Like, I'd be like, oh crap, Kawhi, my fault, bro. Let me dust your shoes off.
Let me dust your shoes.
You guys?
That's how they deal with LeBron. you look at LeBron, you forget the handshake for LeBron. It's like, traded.
You saw something crazy? Today, news came out that they fired members of the Lakers front office, and the funny thing is that it's a family-run business, so family had to fire other family.
Oh wow.
So you think LeBron had it saying that, like, hey, cut these guys. I'm like, what?
He looks at them, he's like, off with their heads.
Off with their heads.
Wow. No, just like that.
Just like that. But yeah, no, LeBron was just incredibly dominant. I mean, that whole year. And then you could talk about his playoff run, which was just immaculate.
Yes. Well, he didn't win it.
He didn't, but you know what? One great person said, it's not about winning the last game of the season. It's about every other game before that.
Well, I think it's the complete opposite.
No, it's about exactly like that.
I think
we can talk about one more dominant performance, though. Do we have time for Ernie Clement's 30-hit postseason?
We have all the time.
I think we do. We talk about 2024 McDavid breaking records. How about 2025 Ernie Clement?
Yes. Who? Streets won't
forget.
Oh
my goodness. I think
even you
won't forget.
I forget. Like, you're watching some Jays games.
Yeah.
This guy, okay. Ernie Clement, was getting on base. Let me show you a picture.
I just gone to the whole baseball.
Don't worry. That's the hottest man ever.
Does this ring some bells seeing his face?
Let go.
At bat. Getting a nice single, a blooper.
Ernie Clement.
Well, Ernie Clement, he had 30 hits, breaking the all-time postseason record, formerly held by one of the greatest postseason runs also.
Huh? Yeah, I was going to say, is he currently on the Jays?
Yes, he's still on the Jays. Yeah. We got control of him for a long time. So let's hope he can keep this up for a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, he dethroned 2020 or 2021 Randy Arozarena. I think it was 2020. Randy Arozarena had 27 hits or 28 hits, something like that.
I think he's our modern day Derek Jeter.
Who?
Ernie Clement? Yeah.
I agree. Maybe even better. Ernie Clement, I mean, that was just such a great season. I feel like any time he was up, you were just guaranteed a hit, except for Game 7, you know?
Now he got a base.
It's not his fault, but, it's a little sad that we lost.
Exactly.
Who's like the GOAT?
Of what?
Of baseball.
Of baseball?
Like Babe Ruth,
bro.
Are we forgetting his
name? No, bro, like the real GOAT. Like, not like your favorite, like the actual GOAT. You know what I mean?
The real GOAT?
Like, you have to be like, okay.
It's Ohtani, by the way. Yeah. Oh, well, we're gonna be
really.
I feel like if Aaron Judge even like pitched a 3 ERA, it would be Aaron Judge, no doubt. But I still think you could argue Aaron Judge for being like the greatest ever player to ever play in the American League.
So you're saying that?
Ohtani played in the American League too, but I still think I feel like he was better. Cause like what? I mean, Babe Ruth played in the American League. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know how it was formed back then in his
time. You know what? To be fair, but hey, it doesn't matter. I just still think that Aaron Judge is up there. But I think it's Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani, wow.
Shohei.
No Barry Bonds shouts. I mean, Barry Bonds got 7 MVPs.
Yeah, I mean, he's juiced.
He was getting walked with bases loaded. I don't know.
I mean, heck, if I was juiced, I'd get balked. I'd get walked too.
You can't juice Handido. You can't juice Handido.
You know what? And I agree. He's probably I feel like he's the most dominant baseball player ever.
Yeah, and
that's keeping on theme. I feel like he's the most dominant baseball player. You don't want to see Barry Bonds whenever he's up there, man.
I feel like when you watch the tape, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's like, he can take it over. He can take it over.
71 home runs. Such a crazy thing.
Insane. Well, we're gearing up on time here. Thank you, Ilias, for joining us. Any parting words? Some words of wisdom for the listeners. Mm-hmm. Take it away.
I gotta get my baseball knowledge up.
Yes, exactly. Don't worry. We're gonna bring you to a couple of games next year. We're gonna all go. Hopefully, not opening day because that's out of our tax bracket.
Yeah, I was looking at. I think it's like $200, and then next game's like $60.
Yeah, we're priced
Isn't it
up.
Done? Isn't it done?
Yeah, no, like in March or April.
We're priced
April
up.
April starts.
You know what, boys? Let's fly to Miami. Let's watch World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, on you, but huh? I'm there.
Yeah, let's go to Puerto Rico.
Vamanos.
Puerto Rico, bro.
Let's go to Japan.
Japan. I'm down for Japan.
You guys always say Japan.
Or New York City.
Yeah?
New York.
But like
there's
now,
no game in New York.
Yo, New York. But
it's like bad right now.
But New York in the summer smells like freaking trash.
I only want in the winter time. Like,
all right, fellas, we can discuss our travel plans later. Let's wrap up this pod.
Okay.
Thank you, Ilyas, for joining us.
Thank you. It's Muhammad signing off, and that's our lovely, lovely co-host/host, Ethan.
Yes, have a good time.